Chairman Risch, Ranking Member Menendez, members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity to testify on our efforts in support of the Venezuelan people. This policy has, with broad bipartisan support, been successful in supporting the Democratic opposition, maintaining a broad international coalition, and denying revenue to Maduro's brutal regime. But we have yet to see the convoking of free and fair presidential elections, nor do we see the conditions that would permit such elections. In January 2019, the U.S. was the first country to recognize interim President Juan Guaido. Since then, he has secured the support of nearly 60 countries. We remain steadfast in our support for interim President Guaido. We've proposed a democratic transition framework for Venezuela as a path to establish a broadly acceptable transitional government to oversee free and fair presidential and parliamentary elections. We're prepared to work with all Venezuelans and with other nations to achieve this goal and to lift sanctions when the necessary conditions are met. I want to thank this committee and Congress for its support through legislation and funding. The U.S. is the single largest donor of humanitarian assistance for Venezuela. From 2017 to now, the U.S. has provided more than $856 million to Venezuelans suffering inside Venezuela and in neighboring countries. And we should recognize those that have welcomed 5 million Venezuelans, especially Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, for their continued support as well. Criminal dictatorships like Maduro's are hard to defeat. The Maduro regime's relentless attacks on dissidents and against Venezuela's last remaining democratic institution, the National Assembly, demonstrate its obsession with retaining power regardless of the cost to the nation and its people. In July, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, released two reports on human rights violations in Venezuela. She reported that Maduro and his thugs continue intimidation, repression, arbitrary detentions, torture, and murder. This includes 1,324 extrajudicial killings from January to May of this year. For more than 2.5 years, the regime has unlawfully detained 6 U.S. oil executives: Tomeu Vadel, Alirio Zambrano, Jose Luis Zambrano, Gustavo Cardenas, Jorge Toledo, and Jose Angel Pereira. We were relieved to hear July 30th that Mr. Cardenas and Mr. Toledo were moved to house arrest. This is a positive first step, and of course we hope for more. The regime also continues to detain nearly 400 political prisoners, including military officers, medical professionals, journalists, dissident Chavista Nickmir Evans, Guaido's chief of staff, Roberto Marrero, National Assembly deputies Juan Requesens, Gilbert Caro, Ismael León, Renzo Prieto, and Antonio Guerra, and labor rights activist Ruben Gonzalez. We remain concerned over foreign malign influence in Venezuela and the Maduro regime's collaboration with non-state armed groups such as the ELN and FARC. Illegal armed groups are forcibly recruiting vulnerable Venezuelan children into armed conflict, compelling many into forced labor. Cuba treats Venezuela as a colony, shipping food, medicine, diesel, and gasoline from Venezuela to Cuba, even as the Venezuelan people suffer shortages of all of them. Cuban security personnel surround Maduro. Cuban intelligence officers are embedded in the military. China helps the Maduro regime with cyber operations. Russian military aid and loans have helped the regime maintain its security forces. And now we're seeing a rekindling of the relationship with the world's worst state sponsor of terrorism, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Maduro's recent hijacking of the National Electoral Council and of the major democratic political parties foreshadow how the regime plans to take control of the National Assembly through fraudulent elections in December. On Sunday, 27 democratic political parties in Venezuela joined in unity to say they refuse to participate in that farce. And I'm sure democracies around the world will also refuse to recognize such a fraud. We look forward to the day when free and fair elections are held, a new democratically elected government is in place, U.S. sanctions can then be lifted. We look forward to restoring once close Venezuela-U.S. relations, to helping Venezuelan migrants and refugees return to their beloved country, and to seeing Venezuela's children share in the beauty and bountiful natural wealth of their country. Mr. Chairman, Senator Menendez, thank you for inviting me here today and for your continuing interest and the strong bipartisan support this committee has shown toward the struggle for freedom in Venezuela. I look forward to answering your questions.